We welcome you once again to the beginning of another week of Everyday English. I think we should go back to review and continue our discussion of count and non-count nouns. Don't you think?
I do. We have already listed some of the grammatical properties of count and non-count nouns. I suggest we have plenty of examples of each and illustrate how they show the properties that we claim they have.
Fine. In English, count nouns are usually enumerable or countable.
They have two forms, a singular form and a plural form. Most such nouns are common and concrete.
A concrete noun is a noun which can be touched or weighed. Many of them have color. For example, the following common nouns are concrete.
One book, two books.
One letter, several letters.
One knife, several knives.
One hotel, many hotels.
Each of these is a common concrete noun. They all count. They have two forms corresponding to singular and plural.
Can we generalize about non-count nouns in the same way as we have count nouns?
To some extent. Let's try. First, material nouns are generally non-count.
Could you be a little more explicit?
Yes. By a material noun, I mean a noun which refers to any material out of which something else is made or formed. Such nouns are usually non-count.
For example, the noun wood?
Yes. The noun wood is a material noun. It refers to material from which a number of things can be formed or made. Wood is therefore normally a non-count noun. We say,
he is going to buy wood from the timber market to make a new chair.
All we need is wood.
Wood refers to material in these sentences. When wood is a non-count noun, as found in these sentences you just heard, it has no plural form at all. Neither is it used to the numeral or the indefinite article a. For example, the following sentences are unacceptable.
He bought 6 woods.
That's wrong because it is used with the numeral 6 and it's been given a plural form.
She has a wood.
This is also wrong, and that is because it is used with the indefinite article a. Now, if it is found necessary to regard the wood as consisting of separate countable entities, we add the expression piece of to it. For example,
he bought 6 pieces of wood.
6 pieces of wood. The plural piece or the plural of piece suggests that the noun is countable. Now, if we wish to convey the notion that only one entity is in question, we use the singular form of the word piece preceded by the numeral 1.
She has only one piece of wood.
In addition to wood, are there any more examples of material noun normally used in the non-count sense?
Yes, of course. Wood is here being used as a non-count noun. It has a plural form, and it cannot be used with the indefinite article a when used in this sense. And it would be wrong to say,
he has bought a wood to make a new chair.
The following sentences would be considered wrong as well. If wood is understood to refer to material out of which things can be made.
He has several woods here to sell.
Wrong.
You need to make a kitchen table, you say. I have 3 woods here. You may borrow one.
This is also wrong. When it is intended to refer to the material wood as separate objects which may be counted as such, we preface the expression piece of to the noun wood. Another common material noun worth drawing attention to in this connection is
stone.
When stone is viewed as material, the noun referring to it cannot be used in a countable sense. An example of the non-count use of the noun stone occurs in this short exchange.
Can you show me how to get to where he lives?
Certainly. Go straight to the tall building. Turn left. You will see a house built entirely of stone. That is where Mr. Nyangfu lives.
You will see a house built entirely of stone. And the sentence means?
You will see a house built entirely of the material known as stone.
The noun stone is here understood to refer to a mass of material which you cannot separate and count. Thank you. That's all we have time for. Have a good day and cheers.